The Mishnah in Masechet Erevin on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis teaches us that Anshi Chotzer v'Anshi Mepeses, if you have a Chotzer and a Mepeses, Sheshachov Lo Irvu, and they didn't make an Erev to connect that they should be able to carry from the Chotzer to the Mepeses and vice versa, teaches us the Mishnah Kol Shegvoi Yotfochim L'Mepeses, any object, if you have a box that's 10 tefachim tall sitting in the chotzer, since it's that tall, so it has easier accessibility to the mepeses, and therefore we consider the backs as part of the mepeses' domain. Pachs mikan, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, we consider it part of the chotzer's domain. And then the Mishnah teaches us, chuyus habar ba'sela, if you have a bar, or you have a stone, shein gvoin asar tefachim, that are 10 tefachim tall, so they are considered to the mepeses, pachs mikan, but if they're less than 10 tefachim tall, they're considered l'chotzer, part of the domain of the chotzer. Continues the Gemara, the Mishnah, b'med v'mamurim, that this halacha is only applicable, b'mu smucha, when the spaks, the spar, the sela, are near the Mepeses, Avabu Mufleges, if they are distant from the Mepeses, then Afilu Gevoy Yotfachim, even though they are that tall, they will be considered L'Chotzer, part of the Chotzer's domain. And the Mishnah concludes, Veizi Smucha, what is considered that it's close to the Mepeses, Kol She'ena Rechoyk Arba Tfachim, if it's not four Tfachim distant from the Mepeses. And the Gemara on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, in explaining the Mishnah, says that what is the case of the bar? Because if we're referring to items that are in the bar, so even though the Mepeses is, why would it be considered closer or more accessible to the Mepeses if it's within the bar? So the Gemara, because of after going back and forth, explains, Hacha b'bar melei peiros haskinim. We're not referring to a bar that's empty, or even, as the Gemara explains, that it has in it items, but those items are items like water or fruit that can be removed on Shabbos. We're referring to fruit that's tevel. And since, as we know, fruit that's tevel is muksa, because the halacha is that on Shabbos we can't take off trumas and maisris. It's considered tikkun. So fruit that has not, that's tevel, is muksa. So that fruit is going to remain there for all of Shabbos. So when we're speaking about using the bar, we're speaking about using the area above the bar, because the bar is full of fruit that's peiros that will not be removed on Shabbos. And that's why that bar that's full and cannot and will not be emptied out on Shabbos is considered more accessible to the Mepeses versus to the people in the Chotzer. The Truma Sedeshin, based on this Gemara, says that from here we see that there is no Isser to touch Muksa on Shabbos. Because were there an Isser to touch Muksa on Shabbos, says the Truma Sedeshin, how could our Gemara be discussing a situation where we're putting things in the bar, or we're taking things from the bar, or putting them on the bar? Wouldn't there be an issue of touching the Muksa, the Tevel, which is Muksa? The fact that the Gemara isn't concerned with that, says the Truma Sedeshin, from here we have a raya that it's mutter. From here we have a raya that there is no Isser to touch Muksa on Shabbos. Although the Truma Sedeshin himself asks a question, that the halacha is that Beya Shanol de B'Shabbos, Beya Shanol de B'Yontav, an egg that's born on Shabbos, or Yontav that's hatched on Shabbos, or Yontav, The halacha is we're only allowed to put a keli, a cup, a plate over that beya if it won't touch the beya. If, ask the Truma Sadeshin, the halacha is that you're not allowed to, if the halacha is that you're allowed to touch muksa, so what does it bother me if I put something over the egg? The egg, I'm only touching it, and touching muksa is not usur. So the Truma Sadeshin says a very bechiddush, that since I'm taking the keli, and it's only touching the egg, but it's touching the egg for the purpose of the egg, to protect the egg, therefore, it's more chomer. In other words, says the Truma Sadeshin, normally, negia, just touching muksa, is mutter. Over here, touching muksa is asur, because in the case of the egg, because it's l'tzorech the muksa, I'm touching it to protect it. And therefore, I have to be careful not to touch it. And in fact, the Achronim make a very interesting observation. Even if we say touching muksa is mutter, or touching muksa is asur, but why is this considered touching? I'm not directly touching the beya. I'm not directly touching the egg. It's tilta min atzad. The plate is touching the egg. And we know that tilta min atzad is always mutter. But again, the same concept that the Truma Sadeshin is proposing, that whenever it's l'tzorech dover ha-muksa, Chazal were more machmer, and here too, it's l'tzorech dover ha-muksa, the beya. That's the Truma Sadeshin's approach. However, the Magen Mishnah has a much more lenient approach. The Magen Mishnah says that even the fact that it's l'tzorech muksa is not what bothers me. What bothers me, says the Truma Sadeshin, is that the egg will move, because the egg obviously is round and moves easily. And therefore, it's usur. And again, the Magen Mishnah is going to have to agree with the concept that we just said, that even though it's a tiltum and a tzad, but still, if it's going to cause it to move, chazal will more machmer. So we have here a machlokes, Truma Sadeshin, and Magen Mishnah. Truma Sadeshin says that if it's l'tzorech dover ha-muksa, it's usur. And the Mefarshim explain, it's not that the Truma Sadeshin disagrees with the Magen Mishnah. The Truma Sadeshin will agree with the Magen Mishnah that if you're going to be touching the muksa and cause it to move, it's usur. And even if it's not going to move, it's not an egg, but it's l'tzorech dover ha-muksa, it will be usur, whereas the Magen Mishnah is more lenient. And the Magen Mishnah's approach is that only if it's going to move, like the egg, is it usur. But if you touch muksa and it will not move, the Magen Mishnah says that it's mutter. The Atzei Almoygin Sefer Shulch is even more lenient. He says the only time it's usur to touch muksa is if you have both conditions met. That you're touching the muksa, l'tzorech dover ha-muksa, plus it's going to move. Only when both of those conditions are met is it usur. If not both of those conditions are met, it would be mutter. Actually, the Achronim want to suggest that this machloikis of the Magen Mishnah and the Truma Sadeshin is actually a machloikis that we see in the Shulchan Aruch, between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tuf Kuf Yud Gimel, Sif Aleph, says, Beish Anol De B'yontif, Osa Ligabal. Hagah, and the Ramah says, Hainu L'taltala. What is the Ramah adding with the words, Hainu L'taltala? So the Magen Avraham says, because there is no, says the Magen Avraham, that this is the machloikis of the Mechab and the Ramah. The Mechab is saying, Beish Anol De B'yontif, you're not allowed to touch it if it's tzorech dover ha-muksa, even if it won't move, like the Truma Sadeshin just said. Comes along the Ramah and says, no, that if it's going to, if it's going to move, then I have a problem. If it's not going to move, then I don't have a problem. Although, even though, as I just said, this is the way the Magen Avraham and the Taz explain the opinion of the Mechaber, the opinion of Mishnah Berura here at Sif Beis seems to be that even the Mechaber is only concerned because it's going to move. But if we're not concerned that it's going to move, even the Mechaber, it seems, according to the Mishnah Berura, and the Mishnah Berura is actually based on a Gra, in the Gra's understanding of the Mechaber, would be more lenient. But certainly, what we have here is that everybody agrees that according to the Ramah, we paskin like the Magen Mishnah, that the only time it's usur to touch muksa is if it's going to move. But if the muksa will not move, we need not be concerned. Furthermore, we find in Simen Shin Yud, Sivov, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol davash asur l'tatl, anything that can't be moved, asur l'itn tatl kli, kedei shiyipo l'toychoi, nesha oisa kli b'totl. If we have something that will fall into the keli, that's muksa, now I can't move the keli, nintzavat l'keli mechana, av muta l'akvis olay kli, says the Shulchan Aruch, we could put a keli on top of something, muksa, or vat shloyigaba. Again, he says that you shouldn't touch it. So again, the Mishnah Berura in Sif Chaf Beis says, what does the Shulchan Aruch mean here? The Shulchan Aruch here means shloyigaba, that I shouldn't cause it to move. But if I won't cause it to move, it wouldn't be usur. The Magen Avraham and the Taz disagree. The Magen Avraham and the Taz say that if, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if I'm touching it, the Dover HaMuksa, it would be usur. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Ches Sif Mem Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Dover Shu Muksa Muta Ligaboy, Muksa may be touched, Ovat Shloi Menenea Filim Ktsosoy, as long as you don't move it. And so too, if we look at the beginning of Simen Shin Ches in Sif Gimel, the Ramah says, Kol muksa eina osa elbel tiltuloi. Muksa may not be moved. Avo benegia ba'alma, just to touch the muksa, she'eina menadadoi, that you don't move it, shori. Ulkein, says the Ramah, muta liga b'menayra shebeis ha'knesses, you have a menayra in the shul, she'neir is dolkus alof, oy betanish tanish be'esh, how can we touch an oven? An oven is muksa, but we could touch the oven. Became muta likach dava, ha'ater munach adava muksa. You could pick up anything off of muksa, even though you're moving it. So the Ramah here is very clear that moving, touching muksa, the Ramah following the opinion of Magen Mishnah, is only usur when you're going to cause the muksa to move. In a situation where you will not cause the muksa to move, it's mutter to touch the muksa. And there's a similar Ramah in Simen Reish Samachay. The Ramah in Simen Reish Samachay Sif Gimel says, Vasa Liga B'ner Dolik Kishutali, you're not allowed to touch a burning candle, Abishay B'tatloy, even though you're not moving it, and therefore it shouldn't be usur, because there is no issa muksa just when you touch muksa, says the Ramah, mikam makam usur, still you're not allowed to do this, pen yisnanei ktsas menigosai, because when you touch something like this, it will move. And moving it is an issur. If you're not going to move it, there is no problem. And the similar we find in Simen Reish Ayin Zayin. If we look in Simen Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Gimel, The Rama says, you have a table or you have a shtender. This question comes up. You have a shtender and people put on candles on the shtender Friday before Shabbos. And now the Baal Tefillah, the Chazan, is going to be standing by that shtender. Is he allowed to hold on to the shtender? Hoyel v'ein metantel haner. You're not moving the candles. The shtender is firmly in its place. V'udin shemut aliga b'menorah shebeis haknesses. V'neiris dolkus alav. You're allowed to touch a menorah in the beis haknesses. As long as b'vad shlo yinaneya. As long as you're not to. As long as you don't cause it to move. So therefore, the Rama is extremely clear in following the opinion of the Magen Mishnah that it's only usur to touch muksa in a situation where it's going to move. If you're not going to cause it to move, the Rama is very clear that there is no usur to move it. If it's going to move, then the Rama is machmer. The Shulchan Aruch, we have a machloikas achroinim, how to understand the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Mishnah Brura and the Gra, the Shulchan Aruch also paskins like the Magi Mishnah. According to the Magen Avram and the Taz, the Shulchan Aruch follows the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch follows the opinion of the of the Turmas Hadeshin, that if it's Latsoirich Dover Hamuksa, then even though it won't move, it's Usur. And it seems that so too is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. What about touching Muksa when it is not at all Latsoirich? So according to Rama, that you're allowed to touch Muksa as long as you won't cause it to move. Or even according to the Mechaber, if it's not Letzarech Dover HaMuksa, or it's not going to move, you're allowed to touch Muksa. May you touch Muksa without any reason? So the Aruch HaShulchan, in Simen Reish Ayin Zayin, Sif Tes, says that if Shloi Letzarech, if there's no purpose in touching the Muksa at all, it's appropriate not to touch Muksa. That means even though there are no reason, even if we follow the strictest opinion, there would be no reason, there would be a circumstance that would be no reason to be machmer, the halach is you could be mekel. And therefore, I saw the paiskim are lenient. Let's say somebody has a dover muksa in their house, and there's a concern it's going to get ruined. The question that I saw is, let's say somebody has a computer in their home and there's a leak that starts in the room where you have the computer. And you're concerned that that leak obviously may ruin your computer. Are you allowed to cover your computer? Clearly, according to the way we're learning now, according to Rama, where it's not going to move, it's a computer, just by covering it, it's not going to move. Certainly it would be mutter. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlaikis, what would be the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch? According to the Mishnah Brura, even the Shulchan Aruch would be mekel. According to the Taz of Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shulchan Aruch would be machma. Another example that I saw. Let's say it starts snowing on Shabbos, and it's going to be a real blizzard, and you're concerned that your car is going to get covered with snow, and you'll never be able to dig it out. Now, it's going to be difficult to dig it out. And a car, we know, is certainly a dover muksa. Are you allowed to take something and cover your car? Again, it would be dependent on the shaila. There's another issue that we have to discuss, and that is the issue of hachana, that you're covering it letzarech choil, and therefore it may be more chomer. another case that I saw is, let's say you have money all over the floor and you don't want it to spread out, you don't want it to roll around. Are you allowed to take something and throw it on top of it? So the Paiskim again say that maybe, certainly if you hold that it's not going to move, according to Ramah, we could be more makel. But I saw that even maybe according to the Shulchan Aruch, we could be more makel. Because even the Shulchan Aruch, that's machmer, is only according to some achronim at least, is only machmer in a case where I'm touching the muksa directly. Even though, as we said earlier in our shir, it's a tiltum and a tzad, but it is some sort of a tiltum. But what would be the halacha in a situation where I just throw something on top of the muksa? So I'm not even doing tiltum and a tzad. It's just going to be thrown, and ultimately it will land on top of the muksa. There, it could be that we certainly could be makel. Because if we follow the opinion of the Ramah, there's no problem because it's not going to move. And when it's not going to move, the Ramah is always makel. According to the Shulchan Aruch, we have a machlokes achronim, as we've been discussing. What is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch? But even if we take the stricter interpretation of the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that could be when I'm putting it directly on the muksa, when I'm actually doing the touching of the muksa. Here, when I'm just throwing something from further away on top of the muksa, it could be that even the Shulchan Aruch, according to the strict interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch, would be makel.